I think one of the interesting things about WikiLeaks as a challenge to journalism, if you like, has been the way that it has very much forced all journalists, those, you know, radical alternative journalists right across to commercial mainstream journalists on the Wall Street Journal, to think again about their work, to think again about its political purpose, its ethics, and so on. And what you get is you get straightforward copycat websites, who, you know, various .leaks type websites, and then you'll get somebody like the Wall Street Journal, who also create a secure Dropbox for people to leak stuff to. But of course, each one is very different according to the ideology and ethos of that particular organization. And what's interesting, I think, and it is still very early, really, to think about the consequences of WikiLeaks, but in a sense, I'm surprised by the lack of leaks. I'm surprised by how, you know, the traditional function of leaking in journalism, well, it's been around forever, and that will continue, of course. But the idea of exploiting the new technology to create a secure Dropbox, which is untraceable, where the source is untraceable, and that would therefore lead to a kind of tidal wave, an avalanche of leaks, well, that hasn't happened. And it could be because people feel intimidated. It could be that authorities have tightened up their systems. But it seems that the era of the whistleblower hasn't actually arrived, that systems haven't opened up and people aren't, you know, pouring forth with deep secrets. Quite the opposite, in a way. We've seen groups like Anonymous and Lulzsec, the kind of hacking groups, and they aren't whistleblowers. They are breaking into systems, often in a criminal way. And of course, you know, the authorities are fighting back against them quite effectively, actually. So we're seeing some people, in a sense, trying to imitate in their own image what WikiLeaks has done, others being more radical, pushing harder at trying to break into information networks. And so, in a strange kind of way, WikiLeaks is looking a little bit more mature, perhaps, a little bit more like a compromise. And at the moment hasn't come anywhere near emulating the global reach and the high profile of those 2010 disclosures.